Now, here's a series of five poems I wrote for a beautiful woman called Sarah, who, while walking in a forest, came upon a man she hardly knew who had just committed suicide. The poems are not intended to stand on their own, only exist as a series, and they contain a graphic image of a dead man hanging, which some may find disturbing. This suicide happened 25 years before I heard the story and wrote the poems, and Sarah had been carrying the hurt, sadness, anger and grief in her heart for all of this time. This quintet is called My Gift to You, Five Healing Poems for Sarah. Dead man hanging from a tree in a forest. It could have been a bad, bad dream, but your number was on his bullet. You were the first on the scene. Frantic moments to save him. Could you make him live? Too heavy to lift, found an axe, but the harder you hit, the more the rope would give. All the whiskey you drank in the bath that night, and all the soapy water couldn't drown him or wash him away. He just stepped off that ute straight into your life like an uninvited guest, just hanging around unwanted and forever to stay. How dare you? You bastard. When you put that noose around your neck, you pulled that horrible thing tight around my heart. You bastard. If I had lifted a little bit harder, or if the axe had been a little bit sharper, perhaps, just perhaps, I could have saved you. I tried so hard. I so much wanted to make you alive, it goes around and around in my head. I'm just so, so very angry. I can't even wish you were dead. Dead man's hair. But you knew in your heart that he was dead before you came. You saw his hair blowing in the wind, like dead sheep's wool. A dead man's hair never blows the same. Shining inside and out, on one still, beautiful, starry, starry night, I would pluck 10 of the brightest stars from our magical Australian sky and place them in 2 perfect circles around your hurting heart. This is my gift to you. So that wonderful outward glow that we have all come to love and know will always shine just as brightly on your inside too. Instead of a rope or a gun, there is a learning from this story which I struggle to impart. But if our men are feeling suicidal, they should know they just can't solve their problems by dropping their deadly bundle straight into someone else's precious heart. Even in darkness, there is always hope which springs eternal, as after night comes the rising sun, and there is always someone to reach out to. instead of a rope or a gun.